surrender, hallelujah. We surrender here tonight, God. Before your great and mighty presence, God. We surrender, hallelujah, God. Lord, that we can see the victory, God. Lord, that we can walk, hallelujah, as overcomers, God. For you have overcome the world, hallelujah. You have overcome the enemy, hallelujah. The victory's yours, God. The victory's yours, God. Lord, that we come to a place of rest, hallelujah, in your name. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, somebody give him praise. Come on, somebody give him a shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, shout victory. Come on, shout victory. Victory. Hallelujah. We got the victory. Hallelujah. We got the victory. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, you got the victory in Jesus. Come on, look to somebody else and say, you got the victory in Jesus. Come on, shout it out. You got the victory. Hallelujah. My goodness. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you the end from the beginning. We won. Hallelujah. The victory is the Lord, saith the Lord. The victory. I'm on the winning side. Hallelujah. I've been covered by the blood. Hallelujah. I'm anointed in his name. Hallelujah. The same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells within me. Does he dwell in you? Say amen to me. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Who's worthy of all praise. He is worthy of all praise. Hallelujah. Oh, my, my, my. Hallelujah. You love Jesus? I said you love Jesus? Hallelujah. I love Jesus. I'm not ashamed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got my victory. Come on. I just want to bless those that are watching on Facebook. Bless them in Jesus' name. All those that aren't feeling well. Hallelujah. We just pray victory in your lives. Hallelujah. We thank God for what he's doing. Brother Dan is home. And we bless the blessing upon the family. Hallelujah. Full recovery. We pray also for Joyce. Hallelujah. Strength upon her as she returned from the hospital. I just speak over Karen to be with her. Hallelujah. Give her strength in her body. I speak over Dana. Hallelujah. Who's going to have a biopsy on Monday. I want you to declare, I see a victory. I don't know about you, but I see a victory. Hallelujah. I see a victory. Hallelujah. That it's going to be malignant. Is that the word? Hallelujah. That it's going to be benign. Hallelujah. That it's going to be, and I say benign. Hallelujah. Come on, you see the victory of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to see miracles. Hallelujah. Come on, I want to see miracles. Hallelujah. I want to see miracles. Hallelujah. I'm hungry. Hallelujah for miracles. Hallelujah. I'm thirsty. Hallelujah for God to move in people's lives. Hallelujah. For us to get out of our comfort zone. Hallelujah. To step outside of ourselves. Hallelujah. To not be ashamed to worship God. To run around this house if God's moving you. Hallelujah. To shake things up. Hallelujah. There are some crazy people. Hallelujah. That God just spoke a word. He says, I want you to carry my presence. I want you to walk around, hallelujah, Jericho. And I want you to walk around 7 times. And I don't want you to lift a finger, but I want you to shout praise. I want you to sing, hallelujah. And as you begin to go around, hallelujah, they begin to declare. And they went the 7th time, and they begin to shout. I want you to know that sometimes you might be weary walking around them walls. Your feet might be tired, hallelujah. But the word of the Lord says on the 7th time, hallelujah, you shout unto God, hallelujah, in your walls. It might be the 6th time. Don't give up now. I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you your walls are falling down in Jesus' name. Our walls are falling down, hallelujah. Come on, I see a victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to shout for you if you can't shout. Hallelujah. I'm going to believe for you. I'll run for you if I have to. Hallelujah. I'll pray for you. I'll preach for you. Hallelujah. No matter what, because I want to see you get your victory. I want to see you get the victory. I want you to see it. Hallelujah. With your own eyes. To watch. Hallelujah. Give glory to God. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Hallelujah. For he's worthy. But as they went around, the walls fell just like God said so. Those that mocked them, those that laughed, hallelujah. God had the last word. Walls came down, God was faithful. He never fails. He never forsakes me. But I can step out of line. I can stop marching. Hallelujah. I can stop agreeing. But God never fails. He never fails us. Hallelujah. He never forsakes us. Hallelujah. But He's the same yesterday. To the people, hallelujah, of Israel that's seen the walls, He's the same God. Same as yesterday. Same today. And same forevermore. That's who He is. Hallelujah. That's who He is. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you He's your Father. Hallelujah. And He loves you. Hallelujah. He loves you. I want you to hear that. I really feel that. And I just feel that there's something heavy. That you got something you feel like you're up against. I'm telling you, you're not alone. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. You're not alone. Hallelujah. You're not alone. Hallelujah. For your God, hallelujah, will go before you. Hallelujah. As if you get behind Him, hallelujah, say, God, hallelujah, I surrender. Go before me, hallelujah. Go before me, Lord, hallelujah. Fight my battles for me, Lord, hallelujah. I surrender to you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, in my weakness, God, you're strong, hallelujah. In my weakness, you're strong, God. That's who He is. Amen, hallelujah. Come on, give God one more praise. Thank you, praise Him. All right, hallelujah. Are you ready? Come on, let's go. Amen. Let's hit the gate. Amen. Hallelujah. How many know in His presence is fullness of joy? Where it at? Where's it at? It's in His presence. In His presence is fullness of joy. We talked about this last week. We started talking about Jonah, but we didn't get far. I'm going to get to Jonah. It might be the first verse, but we'll get there. Because listen, I want you to know that God's been stirring my heart about prayer. Teaching me things that I just really, I feel so significant right now. Because here's the thing, I want you to understand that prayer is the place of surrender. It's stepping back and saying, letting God go before you. See, in prayer, it's a conversation with the Father. Hallelujah. Tell somebody it's conversation with the Father. I want you to know that sometimes it ain't me saying nothing or Him saying nothing to me. It's just sitting in His presence. I want you to understand something, that there's something significant about taking a moment of time. Hallelujah. How many hours in a day? 24. And if I give God a moment of that time, just give God a moment of that time. Hallelujah. What's 10% of 24? 2 hours, 40 minutes. That's 10%. And if we just set aside time for God to speak to us. I'm here to tell you, see, I want you to know that this works. Come on, prayer works. Tell someone it works, hallelujah. Come on, reading the Word of God, it works, hallelujah. It does something for you, hallelujah. If it wasn't so, God wouldn't have told us, but sitting in God's presence, setting time to say, God, I want to meet with you, hallelujah. Lord, I'm going to come before your presence, hallelujah. Lord, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't have any agenda, but God, I'm going to sit in your presence, hallelujah. I'm going to give my time. You watch what God begins to do, hallelujah. Just begin to watch what God begins to do, how that God will speak things in your heart, hallelujah, that will give you an ear to listen, because we're so caught up in everything going on around us. I need to listen to the voice of God more than any other voice there is. Hallelujah. And I find that voice in His presence. And in His presence is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. We need some joy. And only that is found in God's presence. Hallelujah. And you say, well, His presence is everywhere. Absolutely. But I'm not always in His presence in my mind and my thinking. I'm going to talk to you about a guy named Jonah, who, not the Jonas Brothers. I kept saying that to the Jonas, Lord, I'm like, no, not Jonas, Jonah. So I want you to hear something. He says, but in His presence is fullness of joy. It's in His presence. And I said this before, that sometimes we find ourselves that we step out emotionally in my thinking. Come on. Sometimes all these other things get bigger than God in my mind. They're not. But in my mind, you're faced with things that come up against you daily. So how important it is for me to meet God daily, to come into His presence. Hallelujah. So I want you to hear this and know that prayer is so vital and important because it is the ushering, it is me ushering into the presence of God, coming to that place and dedicating my moment to God. Say, here I am, God. Speak to me, Father God. Here I am that I'm building an altar, setting aside time and saying, God, I've come to meet you. I want you to know that people that meet with God are serious. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm serious about God. I want to meet with God because there's a lot of things that are bigger than me and I got to see a victory. Hallelujah. And the only fear it comes, the Bible says that it comes by prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. There's some things that break only in prayer and fasting. We got to recognize that and know that. That we come learning to pray. It's calm as tell someone's conversation. Learn to have, you know, your first date. I didn't have a problem with it. I just talked. I don't think I shut up the whole time. I'm not like that anymore, but I couldn't stop talking. I just was talking and talking and talking. And but sometimes when you go and you don't know what to talk about, do you ever get around some people you're not sure what to talk about? But the more you get to know them, more you got to talk about. Hallelujah. The more you appreciate them, the more they mean to you. Hallelujah. Come on, amen. Whew. I got it. Listen. Okay, let's get to Jonah. Hallelujah. Jonah. All right, here we go. Ready? It says in his conversation, this is in Jonah, and it says now, say now, the word of the Lord came unto Jonah. He was the son of Amittai, saying, arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, and their wickedness is come up before me. I want you to hear something. We're in the middle of a conversation between God and Jonah. We stepped into his prayer room. This is written from what was experienced when Jonah was conversing with the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. He was at that place where that God, he made himself available that God can speak into his heart. And I want you to know something, to see something here, because it's only in prayer, in that prayer life that we come to God where that the Spirit of God begins to work in my midst. Hallelujah. He begins to whisper into my heart. Hallelujah. Sometimes there's some things that you don't even know about. Tell your neighbor you don't know about. Sure, how they come, that maybe somebody put something or just hurt you and you don't realize how big it might have been. You're not sure what it came from. Maybe there was a wound that's deep within us. Or maybe it's just because sometimes we have something within us. Maybe there's deep doubts and stuff because of what we've seen or something from our youth when we were growing up. But it doesn't matter. See, God knows all those things. And when we align ourselves with God in prayer, God begins to speak into our hearts. Hallelujah. It's giving God that availability to speak to Him. I said this, that prayer, hallelujah, It gives God legal access in the earth of my life. Giving God legal access into my heart to operate and move. See, because I can run. See, because sometimes there's moments in our life that, see, God might speak something to your heart that's deep. Oh, that's not me. We don't want to hear that. Well, that's Kelly. It ain't me. I just want you to know, God, listen, I'm good. You deal with her. It's always the other way around, trust me. But it's this moment that God begins to, and something begins to work within your heart when the Holy Spirit, the power of the Spirit of God working within you. Come on. Working within your spirit. Encouraging you, strengthening you. And something in the midst of that is as you begin to pray and God will speak. See, that's what God was doing to Jonah. See, because Jonah, there was something deep-seated within him because he had a hatred towards Nineveh. He had a hatred towards those people that he would do everything that God would do, but. See, I want you to know that God knows your but. Say that reverently. He knows your buts because we have a lot of buts that, Lord, I'll serve you, but. preach over here. What are bots? What are our bots? What are those things that sometimes that, man, I would give God but I can't give Him this. See, it's in that prayer moment where that, listen, it ain't about you. It's you becoming one with Him and Him whispering, I got this. Trust me. Lay it down. You'll see a victory. Hallelujah. It's not about you doing it or trying to get to me. It's about you meeting with me and getting that place that my love will overflow your heart. Hallelujah. And you'll just give it up. You'll let it go. You'll let Him fill in those places, those voids within our hearts. That might be empty, that we don't know. We preach the message about knocking on the heart. And if somebody says, well, I've already accepted Jesus in my life. But I want you to know there's more than one chamber in your heart. There's deep places in our heart that not even you know about, or your neighbor, your wife, your husband, or your pastor. But God does. He loves you to leave you that way. But to save you to the uttermost. All the deep places. Come on. So here's Jonah. His name means dove. His name means comforter. See, that made him very uncomfortable because he did not want to give Nineveh comfort. He wanted to do it on his own terms. God, you wipe them out and we'll be good. See, but in this moment, God's lining up His heart so that He can work in Jonah. It ain't just about Jonah. But it's about another people. See, it wasn't just about Nineveh, but it was about Jonah. See, God's always working. He's always redeeming. Hallelujah. He's always doing something in our midst that we don't recognize. See, God, you might think that what you do is insignificant. It's not. See, when you give your hand unto God, it's bigger than what you think. Hallelujah. The things that take place, hallelujah, in eternity that are bigger than you can imagine. Amen? Bigger than you can imagine. But there's a now word. See, I want you to know that prayer brings you to a place where you get a now word. See, Jesus was in a place of, in the wilderness, where He came to a place of temptation where He began to be hungry. But I want you to know that He never stopped praying. He prayed without ceasing. And the word came to Him when the enemy came and tried to tempt Him with bread. Jesus began to declare, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word, hallelujah, that proceeds out of the Father's mouth. So I want you to hear this, that in those moments, hallelujah, that we got to line up with what God's declaring. But so here he was, here's Jonah, and Jonah, who's supposed to be the comforter, was disagreeing in himself. Sometimes there's what God sees about you isn't the way that you see yourself. And I want you to know that God's not going to stop until you see what He sees. So listen. Me tonight, come on. So listen, he's not going to stop. He's not going to stop till he sees. Listen, because I want you to know, he put him in a place to hear the truth. His father was, his name, Amidi. And that word means, guess what? Truth. I told you before that, listen, I was raised by a preacher. My neighbor to this side was a preacher. To the right side was a church. You can run, but you can't hide. I couldn't get away from it. I go to my neighbors, well, it's all God. Go to the left, it's all God. Sit in my house, it's all God. Yeah, Dad wants to meet with God tonight. We got to sit down and have prayer. I want you to know, man, hallelujah, the Spirit is moving. Do you know how powerful prayer is in your family? Come on, say it's important. I want you to understand that. No, it's important you teach your children to pray. Hallelujah, to seek the face of God. Because we'll walk around thinking we got it all together. But I want you to know, see, God doesn't reveal things in our hearts so we can recognize that we're all that bad. He shows us so that we can take hold of all that He sees. See, the way that we see ourselves in our flesh is not the way that your Father sees you. And He's faithful. You might have been told, hallelujah, something different. But I'm here to tell you, your Father sees you altogether lovely. See, I want you to know that this story isn't about a prophet gone mad. It's not about a rebellious prophet. But I'm here to tell you, it's about a relentless Father that wasn't going to stop until you came to a place where that you knew Him for who He was and that you knew Him for what He sees you as. I want you to know that, listen, when I begin to believe what God says about me, I'll begin to walk different. Hallelujah. I'll begin to talk different. Hallelujah. I'll begin to believe different. Hallelujah. That's what happens when you agree with heaven on earth. Changes things. The Bible says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God wants His will to be done within you. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth are never meant to be separated. Come on, amen. So we need a now word, a now faith. Jesus took the now word, hallelujah, from heaven. He says, this word, hallelujah, nobody shall live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Father. Hallelujah. That was the now. Say now word. I want you to know that sometimes we'll go 2 or 3 days. God's presence is always available, but sometimes we've gone places and places and done things without listening to hear from God for maybe a day or two. Maybe 3 days. Why do we do? I want you to understand something. That I need a now word. See, now word from God. Now. Hallelujah. Say now. I now word. Hallelujah. See, God's mercies are new every morning. That's a now word. Hallelujah. That God wants to reveal Himself to you when? Now. Listen, He wants to show you who He is now. Sometimes we go on without letting the salvation of God work through our lives. We go on our own and we don't see the victory because we're trying to do it on our own. Walking out without the now word. So here he is. Something within him was disagreeing with what God says, and it says that he fleed. Let me give you a couple of scriptures. I told you I probably wouldn't get his first verse. That's all right, ain't it? Hebrews, it says, but we are not of them who draw back in perdition, back in shame. We're not like those that have stepped back. Say, step back. That we're not meant to step back. Back into shame, hallelujah. Back into darkness, back into nakedness. We're not to do that. We're not meant to do that, hallelujah. It says, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. But we're to believe unto the saving. Continue to believe. Hallelujah. To press on. The Bible says now faith. Say now faith. See, God wants us to have now faith. See, faith that's available, hallelujah, 24/7, hallelujah. A faith of an understanding of a God that He's not far away. He's within me, hallelujah. A now faith that God wants to operate within me. That there's faith within you. That when there's something, a need that comes up, that you have now faith, hallelujah. That you have a faith now, hallelujah. The same God that dwells in you now, hallelujah, can work in you, can move in you for whatever need is needed. Do you not realize that God wants us to be vessels in the earth for now faith, hallelujah, to operate on the earth right now, hallelujah, to bless those that are around us. There's things that have got out of hand because we have not operated as vessels with now faith. Say today. Today is the day of salvation that God wants us to operate in. But seeking God to line up pulls me closer to Him. Pulls me up. That's what now faith does. It says, for the faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You might not see it. You might not see it. I don't want you to raise your hands, but are there some things that you've prayed for they haven't seen yet? Is there maybe a victory in your life that you haven't partook of yet? See, it's in prayer where God begins to operate and begins to bring us into His will for whatever situation we're going through. I'm going to get into that Wednesday night for a moment as we come and we pray. Don't forget prayer. Was it off the hook Wednesday night? And the week before, we had two filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Say amen. Hallelujah. Filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. He says, seeking God to line us up. We're not meant just to read the Word. Hallelujah. But eat the Word. Say eat the Word. So here it is. So we need to hear a now word, a now faith. See, we need to be in a place of the assignment of the Lord. We're going to find out as we begin to teach about Jonah, about how the blessing was in the assignment. I want you to hear this. The blessing of the Lord is in the assignment that God has sent you in. See, we enter into storms sometimes in our lives because we don't operate in the assignment that God has for us. Sometimes it opens up doors that we wonder why. That, listen, the Bible says that Jonah paid the fare to go to Tarshish, but he had a free pass to go to Nineveh, but he paid the fare. I want you to know that, to understand that. Even the prodigal son, he paid the fare. He had to pay the price that he had everything he needed in the father's house, but because he stepped out of the assignment that God had for him, he didn't receive the fullness of the blessing. See, so I want you to know that see, God wants us to operate that. There's so much in this. You all right? Are you okay? He says, so let me jump into Romans real quick. I just want to give you these few scriptures. Hallelujah. I want you to catch this. Romans 8:26, it says, likewise, the Spirit. Say, the Spirit. It helps our infirmities. It helps our weaknesses. It helps our weaknesses. See, the Spirit of God helps our weaknesses. Those places that sometimes we think we got it. But it's the Spirit of God in the place of intercession, the Spirit of God that God, you give God opportunity in our prayer life as we wait upon God to speak into the weaknesses of our lives. Come on, into those areas to breathe life into it. That's what the Spirit of God does. To breathe life into places and things that we don't have the strength to get up in, or whatever situation you're facing. I want you to catch this. Somebody keeps turning my page. For we know not what we should pray for, but the Spirit, say, but the Spirit. He makes intercessions for us with groanings which we cannot be uttered. And He that searches the hearts, He knows what is in the minds of the Spirit, because He maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. See, it is the Holy Spirit, when we come to prayer, that, listen, He's doing the job for you. You making yourself available. Here I am. It is coming to the place where you say, here I am, Father. Here I am. So I want you to know that, listen, I came to a place where when I got saved, it came the same way, where I made myself available to say, here I am. I'm done running, God. I'm done with addiction. I'm done, hallelujah, falling down this way, God, Lord. I need You, Father God. And I made myself available and I said, here I am. And it was the Spirit of God, hallelujah, that moved in me and the weaknesses I couldn't do in my own. Give me strength that I couldn't do with my own strength. It says, so the Spirit of God, it helps our infirmities. It says, working with our infirmities according to the will of God. It brings us to a place that we come lined up with God. He says, and we know that all things, say all things, work together for good. Let's bring it back into context. See, because God gets the bad rap. See, listen, Jonah ran from the presence of God. All things weren't working together for good. Because you know the story, hallelujah. He ends up in the midst of a storm. He gets thrown out of it. He goes in the well, in the belly of a whale. Come on, amen. Sloppy mess. He said that this is he felt like he was in hell. But I want you to see, so I want you to understand that all things work together for good. All things. I want you to hear that as I begin to line myself up with God and be in a place of availability unto Him, and I begin to see that I begin to know the will of the Father. How are you going to know the will of the Father unless you meet with Him? How are you going to know the assignment that's in your life? I want you to hear this. When someone says to me, it says all the time, I want to know the will of God. Can I tell you what it is? What is God's will? Point to your neighbor and say, you. What is the Father's will? You. He wants you. His will is to have you, hallelujah, as a vessel that all becomes will. What's the will of the Father? All of us become one. One. Together. As one. In unity. In oneness. So I want you to hear this and know that, see, it is God's heart for us to be, have His will in the situations. So when we begin to know the will of God, we know that all things, only in that presence, only in that place where I leave myself available to hear from God, is that place that everything could be falling apart. I'm going to give you a scripture and I'm going to close. Because I want you to catch this. I just want to give you this little bit. Is this all right? There's more here, but I'm just going to give you this. So you grab it. Come on up here. What's that? Teaser. Here it is. Are you ready? Shout it loud. Say, I'm ready, I'm ready. Listen to this. See, it doesn't matter. See, God wants you to be a place that you know that all things work together for good. All that are called, that love God, are called according to His purposes. See, Jonah was outside of the purpose of God. See, God had different plans for him. See, and Jonah, he didn't believe what God said about him. So he wasn't in the will of the Father for him to know who he was. You're not who they said you are. I'm here to tell you a different story. You're blessed and highly favored. You're a son of the Most High God. You're a child of Almighty. Hallelujah. That's who you are. You're holy, hallelujah. You're righteous through Jesus Christ. That's who you are, hallelujah. See, I want you to know that God wants us to come to a place that we just believe it. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing of the Word of God. That we have now faith. Now faith available for every moment and situation. That I know that all things... There's times in my life that, hallelujah, I've had to dig down deep because it didn't look very bright. Am I preaching to myself? Have you ever been there? Come on. Have you been to a place where you felt like, hallelujah, man, you're about ready to walk off the edge. You felt like you didn't have any hope. Hallelujah. That you felt like, is this going to end? Hallelujah. Is it ever going to get any better in your life? Hallelujah. You can't see how when, but I'm here to tell you that with God, all things don't matter. What I want you to get what that is in your life, and I want you to declare all things, hallelujah. All things, hallelujah. That's what God wants us to see. I want you to get this scripture. 1 Timothy 4:2. We've been taught this differently. I'm here to preach it to you a little different. Is that all right? I'm going to preach it to you how it's meant to be preached. Is that where I'm preaching? Yeah. 2 Timothy. Hang on. I know where it is. I promise you. 2 Timothy, it says, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Say, proclaim the word of God. See, the enemy wants you, your flesh sometimes doesn't want to do it because sometimes we get embittered, sometimes we get angry, sometimes we get depressed, we get fear. But God wants you to proclaim, to preach, hallelujah, to declare the word of the Lord. And it says to be ready instant, in season and out of season. Be instant in season. Now, we've always been taught this, that you just got to be ready. Come on, you got a word tonight. Listen, I know we are supposed to. But I want you to know that sometimes we got people that sometimes you just hand the mic over to someone and they really ain't ready. They ain't waiting on God at all. See, I want you to know we're not talking about that. But that word's a military word. It's a military word. Hallelujah. And that word, I wrote these words down, what it means, because it means to proclaim. The word preach means proclaim. Be instant. To stand by. Stand by. In season and out of season. It means to be present. In season and be present with what? With God. Hallelujah. In season and out of, in the good times and the bad times. Hallelujah. When it feels like, hallelujah, it ain't light yet. Hallelujah. Thou art preached the message that we got to get up when it's still dark. Hallelujah. That's what faith is. That you get up from that place. Hallelujah. Because God's day begins when? At night. Hallelujah. His night begins. Genesis 1, you can see. His night begins. And He called the evening, night, and the day, and it was a day. Why did I say that last week? Because God, hallelujah, we began in darkness. So God says, I'm not beginning without you until you step into the light. Hallelujah. I'll start with you that I could speak to you in the midst of your darkness, that you would see who I am. So it says to be instant, to be ready. It says, and to be instant. It says, and to be at hand. Say at hand. That's the military. He says, command. He says, I desire that every one of you be instant, in season and out of season. When it's good and when it's bad, I want you to stand. Stand. And when you've done everything that you could and stood, stand. Hallelujah. We could see that scripture in Galatians 6, and he says that we put on the full armor of God. Put on every piece. Don't leave without taking hold of all that God has for you. That you could walk out of that place wherever you're at, hallelujah. That you stood in the midst of not moving to the left, to the right, but you stand anyways, hallelujah. I want you to know that Galatians also says this. It says that in due season and out of season, and if you stand in the midst of a good season and even a bad season, you'll get your due season. In your good seasons and in your bad seasons, you'll get your due season. Bible says that we'll reap harvest if we faint not. Don't be weary of standing. Because in that due season, you'll reap a harvest if you faint not. How do I faint not? I'm here to tell you. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Stand with me. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Hallelujah. They will run and not grow weary. And they will walk and they shall not faint. They that wait upon the Lord. That word wait is powerful. Wait means this. That you tie yourself together. That you put yourself, no matter what you want to do, your own self, that you're tied up with God, hallelujah. That your love for Him, that you let yourself be so vulnerable to God, that you're tied and connected with God, that His will is your will, hallelujah. His way is your way, hallelujah. Whenever you're down, that you know it's all going to work together for good. Why? Because my Father loves me, hallelujah. My Father loves me. He'll never forsake me. He'll never leave me alone. Then I'll stand, hallelujah. And if I stand alone, hallelujah, I'll keep standing, hallelujah. That I want to be connected with the Father. This is twisted. That word means twisted, tied together, hallelujah, as one. So it's not about me, because I might feel like falling down. But when I do, I can't. Why? Because I'm tied up with Him. That even though I want to fall, He lifts me up again. Hallelujah. He lifts me up. Hallelujah. Even in the bad seasons. All those around me will say to me, how you standing? Because I've waited upon the Lord. Hallelujah. I've tied myself with Him. Hallelujah. And the Word of God declares that they that wait upon the Lord will renew. Renew. They'll change their strength. From glory to glory. Father God, right here, right now, whatever victory, hallelujah, whatever victory it is, I just declare miracles in this place. By faith, hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah, we declare, hallelujah, Your will to be done in the earth in each one of these ones as it is in heaven, hallelujah. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, for your purposes, hallelujah, for the assignment of the Lord, hallelujah, that we come together and meet with you, God. You'll begin to declare to us, hallelujah, go here, go there, stop, move, lift, run, whichever way, hallelujah. That we have an ear to hear, hallelujah. That we're not in a place, hallelujah, that we're too down to lift up our heads unto God. But we're no matter where we are, hallelujah. I will bow my knee to the Almighty God, hallelujah. For you are my strength and my hope. We give you glory right here. Hallelujah. Whatever that is, I just want you to lift your hands. God's going to give you the strength, hallelujah. Just receive it right now. Come on, can you receive it? Ooh, right here, right now. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on, sing it with me.
Ooh, I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. Oh, the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory.
Out of season, I'll find my due season. God's timing is never off. He's always on time. Always on time. That we come to a place of just believing by faith that all things work together for good. Who are called, who are loved God, are called according to His purposes. Jesus' name. And I'll declare with all my heart that I am blessed and highly favored in Jesus' name. Come on. God's knocking on your door of your heart. Open up and let Him in. Amen. Come on. Bless you. I'll see you Wednesday night. I want to say this real quick. Listen. Guys, you come Wednesday night. Don't feel like there's no spotlight on you. Well, okay, you're up to pray next. No, we don't do that. You just come. You just be in God's presence. Whatever God fills you. Feel like pray, pray. If you don't, whatever it is. Amen. It's okay. You come to that place and just watch God move and touch your heart. You just say, here I am, Lord. Amen. Bless you in Jesus' name.